Since Terry Schiavo suffered a loss of oxygen to her brain 15 years ago, the conflict between her husband and her parents over her treatment has escalated from a private family matter into a national debate resonating from the halls of Congress to the Supreme Court and back into the privacy of individual homes. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been watching the nation's leading politicians as they angle to play a role in the controversy and position themselves for future campaigns.
In the week since President Bush and the Congress rushed back to Washington, ready to override the whole judiciary in their effort to keep Terry Schiavo alive, we've been witness to an amazing brew of religion, politics, and volunteer diagnostics. In the House, the charge was led by Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who had reason to change the subject from his involvement in collecting corporate donations. In the Senate, the charge was led by Majority Leader Bill Frist, using his prestige as a heart transplant surgeon to offer a neurological diagnosis after viewing Mrs. Schiavo on 4-year-old videotape. His judgment was that she was not in a persistent vegetative state, but a minimally conscious state, therefore not hopeless. That off-the-cuff judgment was hailed by Christian conservatives whose support would be helpful to Senator Frist if he decided to run for president. Governor Jeb Bush, whose term limit is reached in 2006, may also have his eye on the White House. He needed a diagnosis of viability for this patient of 15 years standing. He got a minimally conscious judgment from Dr. William Cheshire, neurologist at the Jacksonville, Florida branch of the Mayo Clinic, and a self-described Christian bioethicist. Dr. Cheshire said he observed Mrs. Schiavo for 90 minutes but did not examine her. But never mind. The National Right to Life organization, which had started the campaign to keep Mrs. Schiavo alive, could know the president, the senator, the governor had all done their best. It was the judiciary that failed them. They had taken their case to state and federal courts some 24 times and struck out each time. This is Daniel Shore.